The sacraments are amazing. It's amazing what happens in the sacraments because something real happens. Something real actually changes in each one of the sacraments. In the first sacrament that you receive, in that font right at the entrance of the church, there's something real that happens there. And there's a real change that happens within that little baby before and after the water hits their head. At Christmas, we celebrate that Jesus, he chose to enter into our flesh. He chose to enter into our flesh. He didn't need to, but why did he enter into our flesh? To change it for you and me. So that your flesh, what you see right now, that won't just be destined for death, but that the flesh that you have on you right now, it will be raised up and it'll be transformed and changed. So Jesus, he entered into our flesh so that he could change it for you and me. Jesus didn't need to, absolutely didn't need to, enter into the waters of baptism. But he chose to. Why? To change it for you and me. So that water of baptism now would be something that transforms us and changes us and fills us with his very life. John's baptism, what John the Baptist was doing, is people would come, and it was a water of repentance. And so they would come, and as a sign of that repentance, of Jesus, or Lord God, I hate my sins, I'm sorry for them, I repent of them, as a sign of that, they would be purified in water. But now because Jesus chose to enter into them, they don't just wash away our sins, they do that, which itself is amazing. It's not just a sign of it, but it really washes away our sins, and it completely changes you. You become an entirely new creation. God creates something brand new in your moment of baptism. At your moment of conception, you went from not existing at all to all of a sudden, poof, there's a human life. That happens at the moment of conception. Small little burst of light. Just like in the beginning, let there be light. At your baptism, when this heavenly and earthly thing is combined, every sacrament has something from heaven and something from earth. The thing from heaven in baptism is the very word of God that he gave us. Jesus gave us the words of baptism. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes into this earthly thing, a human being, using an earthly thing, water. And something entirely new is created in that moment of baptism. And it's even more incredible than your moment of conception. Because a human life is created in conception. But that, everyone, got news, that has an expiration date. For some sooner than others, but it has an expiration date. What you receive at baptism, that's eternal life. Something happens and changes that lives for eternity. There was, in the early church, this great question, though. You could think about how the church is forming. The very last thing Jesus told his disciples before he ascended into heaven, he told them to go out and to preach the gospel and to baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. To go out and to baptize. Well, you go do that. Most of the people you're baptizing are what age? They're going to be mostly adults. I mean, there are people of all ages. You hear about families from parents on down to children being baptized. But you're going and you're proclaiming the gospel. And predominantly, it's people of all ages who are being baptized. Well, you fast forward a couple of generations and a couple hundred years, do you see where something changes? Because now you have Catholic families who have little Catholic babies who they're already part of the faith, And so the whole question was, well, what do we do with the babies? Do we just wait till they grow up to baptize them? Or do we baptize them as little babies? And so it was a big question the church had to figure out, and there was so much of our faith that worked like this. And so they looked back to the preaching of Jesus. They looked back to the teaching of the apostles. And one of the biggest people who made the point and argued for infant baptism was St. Augustine. And it was his position that the church emphatically embraced. Do you baptize the little babies even when they're infants? And the church, after wrestling with this question, emphatically said, yes, absolutely. And it gave a number of reasons why, but just the three quick ones. The first, the church said to baptize and to baptize the little babies as soon as possible. Why? Because something real happens. Because it's not just this nice little thing of, oh, you belong to God, you do. But something changed where you didn't before and now you do. There's something that you become. You become a child of God through baptism. That you, when you were baptized, you became an adopted, beloved daughter of God the Father, or you became an adopted, beloved son of God the Father. That wasn't the reality before, because something real changes in baptism. The second is the church emphasizes infant baptism. Why? Because it emphasizes that baptism is a gift. It's an absolute gift that's given. More than anything a person chooses, it's a gift that's given to the person. And it's the most important gift by a gazillion miles that the parent will ever give their child. You can provide your child with everything else in life, everything you could possibly dream for them. All those gifts expire, they go to the wayside. The gift of eternal life that they receive in baptism is the most important gift that that child will receive. And the church emphasizes it is a gift that's given. It's not just something a person chooses, much more it's a gift. And the third is the church emphasizes baptism provides a child, even at that smallest age, with real spiritual protection. That they're protected from the powers of darkness and evil. Because everyone, let's not be naive. There are evil powers that want to destroy your children. Satan wants to destroy your children. It might make you uncomfortable. It should. But God also loves your children. And he desires to protect them. But God is love. Just as he won't force himself upon you, just as God desires salvation for everyone, but he won't force it upon anyone, he desires to protect even the smallest little life. But it requires the act of the will of the parents and godparents to bring that child to God and to have them baptized. Because it's about the sacrament of baptism, as you see from the gospel today, it's about the love of God the Father. God the Father looks down upon Jesus who enters into the waters to change them so that we might be changed in them. He looks down and he declares, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." The love of the Father, not because of anything Jesus had done or anything you or I have done, but because of who we are and who we become in that sacrament. It's why in the Mass and at all times, we're able to turn to God. And it's those funny words, I'm always struck by it. We dare to say, The prayer of the baptized. It's the baptismal prayer. Our Father. Who would dare to turn to God and to call him Father? Well, we would. Why? Because we're his children now. It is who we are through the incredible sacrament of baptism, because we've been changed in it into his beloved sons and daughters of God the Father.